You're listening to 93.3 KOBFM. It is Carlos and Kiki in the morning. And listen up, we got into a little bit of trouble.
What are you playing?
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Did you ban it?
I thought you banned it.
Oh, we unbanned it, I thought.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We unbanned it? It was a joke, people. We don't play Baby, It's Cold Outside. When's the last time we played it?
I don't know. Why don't we play it?
Because we don't play Christmas music.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You don't
so
say.
You could ban songs that you don't play, right?
Yeah.
Does that work?
Right.
All right, so it's funny. We also posted this on our Facebook page at Carlos and Kiki in the morning that we banned the song. The song that we don't play, and people were ripping us apart.
So why don't you break it down? It's a joke because we banned it because we don't play it in the first place, so therefore it's banned, right?
Right.
Did I say that right?
Right. So we're like, we're going to ban it. And it was kind of we were kind of trolling other radio stations that have banned it because personally, I think that they went too far and they're being overly sensitive about it.
Yeah.
We love the song. I sing the song all the time. We're big fans of Elf and we sing it in the car. In the shower, wherever we're going. Big shout out to KOAT, by the way, who did a story on us banning the song. And if you missed the 10 o'clock news last night, this is what went down.
That's right. Well, it's an iconic song, of course. During the holidays, Baby, It's Cold Outside, it has gained national attention this year because some say it is inappropriate and infringing on the Me Too movement. Some radio stations have banned the song, and some people here in Albuquerque have a lot to say about it. It's a song most of us have heard.
Baby, it's cold outside.
But the 1940s classic is being banned from airwaves across the country because of the hashtag MeToo movement.
This is stupid. People need to get a life.
And why do you think it's stupid?
It's a song that was written 60 years ago.
Even Carlos Duran, radio host of 93.3's Carlos and Kiki in the Morning, joked about the radio stations banning the song, posting to Facebook, they're banning the song too.
It's a joke. We don't play the song.
Duran says he doesn't agree with stations who are choosing to ban the song.
I think that people are misconstruing the song. I think that it's just a flirtatious song that was made back in the 40s. And I think people are taking that out of context.
So big shout out to KOAT for doing the story and clarifying it. It was the joke.
I saw you on there last night.
Did you see me?
Yeah, I did.
How'd I do?
You're good.
Justin called me up, and I was literally putting up Christmas lights. And when they reached out to us to do the story. But I'm looking at some of the comments, and oh, my God. You just have to go to our Facebook page to read them to find out yourself. Facebook.com/KOBFM. A big shout out to everybody that has reached out to us, inboxed us, and just said, "Wow, that was funny."
Through them all day yesterday, and just like laughing to myself because, you know, I can't read half of the ones that are really funny because, you know, just like people are really passionate. Their language is it's funny.
Yeah, I mean, dropping F-bombs. And these are obviously people that probably don't listen to our morning show or our radio station. So, you know, but a lot of people did reach out and say, we totally get it.
One of my favorites is, that song is no comparison to what comes out of your mouths. Wow.
That's hurtful. That kind of hurts my feelings a little
bit. I'm offended.
Wow. Okay, people were calling it snowflakes. I'm not even sure what that
is. Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Our sister station, shout out to them, Magic 99.5, they played it. And somebody wrote, well, they're brave enough to play it. So
because they play Christmas music.
That's what they do.
We got some unfollows. Some people unfollowed us.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
we got
a bunch of those unfollows.
Oh, man.
You know, I'm not gonna listen to your station anymore. I had it programmed into all my vehicles, and now not anymore.
That's a bummer. I think that's a lie, because if they listen to the station, they know that we don't play Christmas music.
And if they watch
they watch a video and listen to the show, you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't play Christmas music. But you know what we're going to do? We're going to unban it for the next 2 minutes and 45 seconds.
No way, really?
And we're going to play it.
Every morning.
So we live in a new world now, guys.
Like Aladdin?
Yeah, like Aladdin. A whole new world.
Oh, sweet.
Millennials are now spending hundreds of dollars on special consultants to help keep their plants alive. Because they see their parents with plants, and they're like, well, I'm a grown-up now, so I should have plants, too.
Right.
But they can't keep them alive.
No.
This is not true.
Is it mad that I want to go out there and, like, find one of those and just, like, kick their plants?
I can't keep a plant alive.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you, there's so many ways to make money in this world. If you're broke, it's on you.
But my question is, like, who's paying these people? Like, there's really people out there with that kind of disposable money where, like, I want a plant so bad, but I can't keep it alive.
I am going
to hire somebody. Yeah.
To take care of
sure,
it.
Sure, why not? Office buildings do it. Why shouldn't people?
Really? You have to take some of them out and put them in the sun, take them out of the sun, you know, right?
So it's maybe a horticultural person.
It's a full-time job. It's a full-time job.
Do you still grow marijuana in your backyard?
I used to.
We all did. What's up, Bootcamp?
What's up, bro?
It's so funny, though. Like, this is just another prime example. Like, one time I was watching this show on E!
Oh, surprise, surprise.
And they actually had a woman come to their house because they were expecting a baby. And she pointed out all the danger zones and all the things you need to fix before you have a baby who's walking around. And I mean, like, oh, you need to put plugs in those outlets.
Well, duh.
You need to get rid of that glass nightstand. You need to put a lock on the toilet bowl. I mean, these are all things we know.
Well, this is crazy, though. Can I take it back a little bit?
Take it back.
My parents let me learn the hard way. Like, I got cut on the corner of the counter, and you know what? I never ran next to the counter. Well, I did one time, and I got two scars from it. But I learned the hard way.
Oh, is that
you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
I thought it was a chicken pox.
No, I think I do have a chicken pox scar, too.
I do. Somewhere up here.
Yeah.
How did you lose your hair?
But I shaved it.
Oh, okay. So there was no child thing that you did back in the day?
No. Not that I know of. How did you lose yours?
The what?
How'd you lose yours?
Well, you know. I don't want to talk about it.
Was there something that you ran into? Did you drink some hydrogen peroxide?
Yeah, it was a hydrogen peroxide
that would turn
challenge.
It blonde.
Oh, I did that once too! I literally sat on the curb for like 3 hours after I dipped my hair in hydrogen peroxide.
Right.
It turned red.
Aw.
And we are in no way saying for the kids to go do that now.
Yeah, don't do that, kids. Well, I guess can they do that?
But what's wrong
with hydrogen peroxide? Does it hurt you?
On the sidewalk outside?
I've gargled it before.
On the sidewalk outside, though? If they're going to do it in their bathroom, not outside on the sidewalk.
Well, the sun doesn't hit them in the bathroom unless you have, like, a convertible bathroom.
Do you have a convertible? Yeah, the roof.
Where the hell are you living?
Okay, we had to rush in here. We all went to the dressing room.
Oh, yeah. Lucky Kiki.
So, Kiki, like, how are we doing this? You told us to go change and stuff. Like, what's the deal?
Okay, so I want you guys.
I'm cold.
I can tell. Are the kids in school yet?
All right, Magic Man Live is coming to the Ellery Theater, and in that realm of dancing, I would like you guys to show off your stuff for me.
What?
I'm gonna sit here.
Who are you, you pervo?
I'm gonna make it rain, and we're gonna see who made more money.
Okay, so that's how it works. All right, call us right now at 843-9393.
Yeah, if you can guess who made more money by dancing for the Kiki, you're going to win the tickets.
And we're all going to dance at the same time?
Wait, can we tell everyone who wore what?
So what is everybody wearing
Jayden
today, Kiki?
Jayden wants everyone to know he's got his fishnets on today.
I'm back today.
Okay, nice fishnets, by the way.
Scooby-Doo underwear is on.
I got the nice Scooby-Doo. It's actually pretty nice.
Of course, has a banana hammock on.
Is that what you call this thing?
Yeah.
All right.
Extra large.
Did you just call me fat?
She did.
Yeah.
That is messed up, dude.
But not in the studio.
That was okay. Okay, listen. Are you guys ready to get down?
All right, guys.
Hey, listen. By the way, we're not playing Star Wars over here, okay? So, okay, no, we're not. We're not going to do that.
All right, guys, dance. Come on, work it.
Work it, work it.
Oh,
work it, work it.
Yes.
Oh, whoa.
Whoa, too close, Jaden.
Whoa,
get back. K-Dog, get back. Stop it.
I've never seen Scooby-Doo like that before.
I'm sorry, I'm going to try.
Is K-Dog doing push-ups? What's going on? Oh. What is that?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, those aren't push-ups. Why are you thrusting, dude?
Yes. You like that? There we go.
Oh, there goes the worm. Yes. Oh, like he's doing the worm. He's doing the worm.
Yeah.
I'm dying.
Here we go. Here we go.
What do you call that, Jane? Is that the helicopter? Is that what that's called?
I don't know, but
I don't know.
They earned him a few extra dollars.
Also, we do that.
Thank you.
Hopefully that, we get more money.
All right, you want Magic Man Live tickets? All you got to do is tell us who made the most money. Hello, KOBFM. Who is?
We scared them.
Right, you guys got
I ain't mad at that at all. Yeah, they ran away from that. Hello, KOBFM. Who is this?
Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. Who made more money? Carlos? That's me. I like talking about myself in third person. Carlos?
Carlos, Jaden, or K-Dog? Who made more?
I think K-Dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. You work it, man. When you get down and do the push-up and the little thrusting thing that you were doing, that's going to make money automatically.
Plus the whole Scooby-Doo thing. Yeah,
yeah, the Scooby-Doo thing.
Right?
Yeah.
It's very nostalgic.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
All right, congratulations. You got a pair of tickets to go check out Magic Men Live.